The idea for elevated elixirs hit Hayden Dudley pretty hard. Actually, Dudley hit the ground. A failed paragliding launch from the summit of Half Dome in Yosemite sent him crashing into the mountainside. He broke bones, including his neck and sternum, injuries that have a slim survival rate. In a 2015 essay published in Hang Gliding magazine, he blamed the accident on a series of ego-driven poor decisions.
I wanted to be the man. It took a certain man to get himself into that position, and he died. I left him there, along with my attachment to glory. Scaring friends and family with my near-death experience was the ultimate eye-opener. Sometimes life isn't worth living if you're only in it for yourself.
Dudley relied on natural remedies during his recovery and began to think about returning to the Roaring Fork Valley, where the health culture is vibrant, but the kombucha market lacking.
It surprised me that Aspen, a place that's the forefront of ideas and culture and health, didn't have a kombucha brewery. So I figured that the niche would fit perfectly here, which it has so far.
The Elevated Elixirs tent is now a prominent fixture of the Basalt Sunday Market. Dominic Smith is Dudley's friend and employee number one. The pair spend a lot of their time just explaining to shoppers what kombucha is.
Kombucha is a probiotic health tonic made from fermented sweetened tea.
What's in it?
Turmeric, habanero, garlic, ginger.
Lion's mane.
And what health benefits it brings.
It aids digestion, boosts metabolism, enhances your immunity, great for rheumatic pains, great for hangovers, it's good for anti-anxiety.
The elixirs are brewed in what they call the lab at Aspen Highlands. Kombucha's health benefits derive from the living, growing bacteria culture that gives the drink its taste and its fizz, but runs counter to typical health department standards.
We have to do everything that you're told not to do in terms of food service, where we're letting something go bad, essentially, and that's what makes it good.
The guys then mix in fruit for flavor and additional natural remedies, ginger or turmeric root. There's even the option to get CBD dropped into the drink. The non-psychoactive oil comes from a hemp farm in Palisade, Colorado. Though it's just in its first year distributing, Elevated Elixirs is already in 20 locations on tap throughout the valley and has cracked into the Denver market. Smith knew Dudley before his accident and has seen him transform into the businessman he is today.
He just continues to evolve, just like the product that is a living organism that sort of grows with us. To see a friend, you know, over the course of like 7 years to go through so many different experiences and to really make something special in such a special place.
Dudley's ego is still present, but now it's not personal glory he seeks. Instead, he thinks he can make things better for others. He hopes the potions that rejuvenated him through recovery and self-discovery will help others as well.
Cheers, you guys, to your health. See me next week.
Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.